there's some new data on race and the housing market. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The railroad CSX moves a lot of goods around, and when it says business is tapering down, you take notice. The CEO said today U.S. and global economic conditions are hurting its business. In a conference call for analysts, he called the economic backdrop, quote, the most puzzling I have experienced in my career. The trade war presumably has something to do with this. CSX stock is down more than 8%. Other sectors of business have also begun reporting results and sharing the future outlook, including banking. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you could blame the weather, the season, midsummer, but not a lot of volatility in recent days on the stock market. You think that's because the profit reports have yet to really hit?
You're right. It is the summer and people are on vacation. We don't see as much volatility or action in the market over the summer months. At the same time, we have profitability reports hitting this week.
Banks, for instance, have been quite interesting. We've got a bunch of financial services companies that reported their quarterlies this week.
They're reporting that net interest income, that's the difference between what they charge on the loans that they give to people versus what they're paying to their depositors. That is shrinking, and so that's the profitability for banks. That's coming in. Normally, when banks' profitability shrinks, it's because there's bad credit. They're not seeing any sign of that. So while the consumer is doing very well, banks' profitability is coming down, and we're seeing some issues and mixed results in that sector.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The home ownership rate among African Americans has fallen about 17% since its peak in 2004, according to the U.S. Census. And new research this week from the Center for American Progress finds homes in African American neighborhoods also do not appreciate as much or as quickly as those in white neighborhoods. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
The lower African American homeownership rate is a frustrating, systemic, and enduring problem, says Skylar Olson, the director of economic research at Zillow.
Even if we're talking about more recent trends, we still can point to long-term effects of policies that date, you know, more than 50 years ago.
Because if your grandparents couldn't buy a house and use that house to build some wealth, then maybe they couldn't help your parents buy a house, and now your parents can't help you. That's just one factor that contributes to the racial gap in homeownership. And Michaela Zonta with the Center for American Progress says when people do buy homes, the prices in neighborhoods where there's a large concentration of African Americans don't increase in value as quickly as the predominantly white neighborhoods.
This can have a very important impact on the opportunity of Black homeowners to accumulate equity.
Equity, the kind of wealth that could help the next generation buy a house of their own. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
The USDA estimates as many as 54 million Americans live in so-called food deserts, but a resident of South Los Angeles has been working to fill the void. 3 years ago, Olympia Ossett decided she was tired of taking long bus rides just to get fresh produce. Ossett is now raising money to expand her supermarket stand and make it a permanent retail place.
South Central is a food desert, and what that looks like on the ground is that you have a place where it's really easy to get fast food. There's lots of liquor stores and chain fast food establishments, but it's really difficult to get anything healthy and fresh. I'm Olympia Ossett, the founder of Supermarket LA. We make it easy and affordable to eat well no matter where you live. Living in a food desert, especially the food deserts in South Central, makes you two or three times as likely to pass away from a disease like diabetes or cancer or heart disease. And there's a similar pattern that continues across the nation when you're in low-income areas. Food is very fundamental to our overall health. When we started Supermarket, it was a pop-up organic grocery, and it looked very DIY. We didn't even have a table when we started. We borrowed one from another vendor. It was just a lopsided table and a tablecloth and whatever fruits we were able to get. And we just went out there and we did it. And we just kept doing it every weekend, and it kind of grew into what it is now, which is this really cute tent that's like branded, and there's decorations with the fruit and things like that, these nice wooden boxes you can pick your things out of. A lot of the things we sell are at cost, and we just make sure that it's nothing that we wouldn't want to pay for. For instance, like avocados have been really high recently. If it's expensive on our end when we're getting it, we just won't have it for a certain amount of time because I don't want to charge $3. And we just have caps on how much we want to charge for things and ensure that what they're going to be paying is going to be reasonable for the budget of the people that we serve. I think that it's a real plus that most of our team is from this area and is passionate and driven and committed to making this a reality, because it's one thing to try a business idea out and it's another thing to be doing it because it needs to be done. And that's sort of what has gotten us to this point so far, is that everybody that's involved cares and wants to see this happen. We are working to create a physical location that allows people to connect with us throughout the week, not just one day a week, and really take a bigger bite out of the food insecurity that we see happening in Los Angeles and trigger a series of events that will inspire people everywhere to end food deserts wherever they live.
Olympia Ausset, A-U-S-E-T. Her brand, Supermarket LA, has a custom spelling including two dots over the U. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.